One of the nice things about not having any obligations over Christmas, and by obligations I mean family, is that you get to do exactly what you like, and it's terrific. So we've just got up late and been out for a cup of coffee and just run a couple of errands, but we've been able to sit in a coffee shop for an hour and a half doing nothing apart from reading and talking and drinking coffee. And that doesn't sound like fun probably to a lot of people, but for us it's absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
I don't think we actually ran any errands even.
I think you'll recall an incident I may have had this morning in the pharmacy.
Oh yeah, that's right, sorry. Yes, it is wonderful.
Wonderful Christmas.
Matt's now singing. So lovely. And there's loads of snow still on the ground up here, but it's a beautiful sunny day. So that's nice. It is -1 according to the clock thing in the car. Matt's car. Matt's
Father
driving.
Christmas, by the way.
Is this Father Christmas? Oh, there's a man in the car over there that may well be Father Christmas. That is, if
that
Father Christmas...
Religion,
well, if Father Christmas were brown, which he probably is. So there's little Father Christmas in that car. Lovely. So Christmas. We're on our way home now. And this afternoon we are going to wrap presents and do things. We might pop round to some friends a bit later. We've also got a to-do list, but we've taken a very laid-back approach towards the to-do list. Do you even remember what's on it?
Wrapping is on it. For today's to-do list.
Yes.
Wrapping is on it. Your pharmacy is on it. Coffee is on it. So I think we're doing quite well.
I think ironing and going to the gym was also on it.
Yes. Well, Jim did have a question mark after it, but ironing is on it, so we should do some ironing.
He's so romantic. Christmas Eve, you know, getting in cosy around the fire, and what Matt thinks about is ironing.
I never think of ironing.
He does. He thinks of ironing all the time. So, yeah, so lots of lovely excitement. And then tomorrow, even better, we're doing nothing. Can't wait. There'll be the usual roast beef, and so that I'll spend all morning chasing around after a large joint and sprouts and red cabbage and all the things that you have to do, and then probably open some Prosecco, probably, I would have thought. Lots of nothing. Oh, and presents. Well, I don't know how, but the house is full of presents. Oh, that's the problem with the mixtape. The house is full of presents. Do you understand how that's happened?
My mother.
Yeah, she's bought us a telly, which is fantastic, and it's exactly what we all wanted. But she also bought us a huge bag full of presents, which is kind of slightly... it's fantastic, but, you know, obviously it's a lot of money and, you know...
Maybe they'll all be really cheap presents.
I hope so. That will be good. In the meantime, my parents have brought us one present each and one joint present, so we have a total of 3 boxes from my parents. I'm obviously going to keep count and be nice to people that have bought us the best presents all year. That's the way it works, right? Oh, ow, I just hit myself with my phone. Matt now finds that very funny.
Are you all right?
Oh, blimey, it's the police. Yes, I'm fine. Yeah, anyway. All right, I better go.